This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Did you catch any of that? Probably not clearly, as it was hard to pick out a single word. But even though it sounds like a jumble and total gibberish, our brain still tries to make sense of the noise, even if we are completely unaware of it. You've probably experienced this before, potentially in the form of singing a song, lyric confidently for years, in utter certainty that you knew the lyrics, only to find out one very embarrassing moment that you got it completely wrong. I sure know my mum has had her fair share of mistakes. For example, you might have thought it was Sweet Dreams Are Made of Cheese or Feel the Beat on the Tangerine instead of Feel the Beat on the Tambourine. These kind of mistakes are called mondegreens, which are misheard lyrics that reveal something real interesting about how our brains process and interpret sound. This term was coined in 1954 after a writer misheard the line, "Laid him on the green," as Lady Mondegreen. And since then, the word has been used to describe the surprisingly very common experience of hearing words that were never actually said. This is similar to how our brains can create memories that never truly occurred, when it reconstructs past events using fragments of what you've experienced, along with expectations and assumptions. We'll get into why this happens truly in a second. However, let's rewind first. Hi, I'm Morgan, and in this episode, we will explore how and why these mistakes happen, what they tell us about how we process sound, and why some misheard lyrics are impossible to unhear. So, what exactly are mondegreens, and why does our brain create them in the first place? Well, the answer actually comes all the way down to how our brains process information. Psychologists call it top-down processing, which is where our brain uses prior knowledge, experience, context, and expectations in order to interpret auditory and sensory input. You might think that when we hear something, our brain carefully analyzes every single sound, one by one, and then figures out what was said, but typically that isn't what actually goes down. Instead, a more efficient use of time is top-down processing, which allows for faster perception by filling in the gaps based on context and all the prior knowledge that has gathered over the years. This is also why kids are particularly prone to mondegreens, as they have less information stored to help them make these educated predictions. Top-down processing is a very beneficial process, as if we had to consciously process every single sound, every single word, and every visual detail from scratch, we'd probably never get anything done. In contrast, the opposite of this is called bottom-up processing, which is a sensory-driven, data-first approach to perception, where the brain will build understanding from individual pieces of information to form a complete picture. This will take much longer, however, it is also much more accurate. Most of the time, your brain doesn't really have that luxury of stopping to carefully analyze every piece of information that it encounters. The world moves pretty fast, so our brains usually default to the quicker option, top-down processing. You've probably seen examples of this online before. For example, have you seen those paragraphs where the letters are all scrambled but somehow you can still read the sentence? That is because your brain is filling in all the gaps by using context, pattern recognition, and previous knowledge to predict what the words were supposed to be. And that's how mondegreens work too. If you would like to see this effect for yourself, I've included a short example in the episode description. Take a look and see how quickly your brain manages to make sense of what should technically be nonsense. Another example of this is recognizing blurry objects. If you had blurry vision, you probably wouldn't stare at an object in your kitchen for several minutes trying to identify every single detail. Instead, your brain immediately starts making predictions. Maybe it's a mug, or maybe it's a bowl. I bet you can even determine the exact mug that it is based on context within a short period of time. Because those are objects that you expect to find in the kitchen, your brain will use that context to help you interpret the blurry image that you are seeing. There is actually another phenomenon related to this called phonemic restoration. Phonemic restoration is where the brain will fill in missing sounds, making you believe you actually heard the entire word, from beginning to end. In fact, researchers have found that even if part of a spoken word is missed, people will often think that they have heard the full word, meaning the brain patches over the missing information so seamlessly that we don't even notice anything was missing. In other words, to borrow a phrase you've probably seen quite frequently online, your brain is a prediction machine. Every second of every day, it's making rapid-fire assumptions and filling in gaps with the use of context. Most of the time, these shortcuts work very well, But occasionally, those same shortcuts lead to us hearing things that were never actually said. Also, phonemic restoration isn't the only challenge our brains have to deal with. For example, think about written language. When you're reading, there are spaces between every word, and it's pretty easy to tell where one word ends and the next begins. But spoken language doesn't have these helpful little spaces. Instead, when someone is speaking, all of the words flow together into one continuous stream of what would be a completely jumbled mess if our brains couldn't split it up based on the provided context. When your brain is interpreting spoken text over written text, it must figure out where one word ends and the next begins. And most of the time, it does this awfully well. However, occasionally it gets things wrong. Thankfully, this is where top-down processing helps us out again. Your brain can use context, expectations, and prior knowledge to make its best guess about what it's hearing. For example, the phrase, an ice cream, can sometimes sound like an ice cream. Likewise, grade A could also be heard as grade A. If you heard those phrases completely out of context, it might be difficult to know which was actually being said, but usually the surrounding words will help your brain. This is called lexical segmentation, which is how we divide a continuous stream of speech into individual words. And when that goes astray, we can end up with something known as the oronym effect, where one phrase is mistaken for another because they sound similar. Now, separating words in normal conversation is already difficult, but doing this while listening to music is even harder. In songs, words are stretched out, blended together, and sung with unusual pronunciations, or even buried beneath instruments and background vocals. Sometimes, singers even change the rhythm or stress of words to fit the melody. All of those things make it much harder for the brain to figure out what's actually being said. So, it does what it always does. It starts making predictions and filling in the gaps, occasionally giving us a mondegreen that we sing for years without even realising it. Anyway, what can misheard lyrics actually teach us about human perception and communication? What we hear is often influenced by what we already expect to hear. This idea connects to a psychological concept known as confirmation bias, which is our tendency to notice, interpret, and remember information in ways that support our existing beliefs or expectations, and also completely ignore information that goes against what we want to believe. An example of this comes from the 1960s, with a song called Louie Louie by the Kingsmen. The song was controversial because many people believed it contained obscene or inappropriate lyrics. The funny thing is, the recording was so unclear that it was genuinely impossible to understand what the singer was even saying in the first place. But because rumours began to spread that the lyrics were so scandalous, people began to listen for evidence. Then, once they expected to hear something offensive, many of them actually did. The controversy grew so large that complaints were sent to authorities and radio stations debated whether the song should be played, and eventually the FBI became involved. Yes, the actual FBI investigated a rock song. After examining the recording, they concluded that the lyrics were unintelligible and found no evidence of obscenity, which, in hindsight, is very unsurprising. This story shows how perception isn't just shaped by the sounds, but is also shaped by our beliefs, rumours, and the expectations we hold before we even listen. The same audio can be heard by many of thousands of people, yet different listeners may walk away convinced they heard completely different things. Have you ever noticed that in a news clip, or perhaps a video that is loading pretty badly, that the audio doesn't quite match what you're actually seeing? It's kind of unsettling, and it can make you misunderstand what's being said. This is known as the McGurk effect. Basically, it is when your brain doesn't just rely on what you hear and combines what you hear with what you see to figure out what's being said. And when those two things don't match, your brain creates a sort of third sound that wasn't actually there at all. For example, if you see someone mouthing ga, but the audio says ba, your brain might actually interpret it as da, even though neither of those things is fully correct. Something as subtle as underpronouncing a word, over-exaggerating mouth movements, or a slight accent can completely shift what your brain perceives. Now, here is where we go into even more depth. There was a case study published by Science Direct, where scientists actually looked at what happens in the brain when we hear lyrics and when we mishear them. And it was done using fMRI scans. In the first experiment, participants listened to snippets of songs, while their brains were scanned using fMRI. The researchers asked them to rate how familiar the lyrics were, What they found was pretty interesting. When people recognise the lyrics, certain areas of their brains lit up, the same parts we normally use to understand spoken language. These included the left inferior frontal gyrus, otherwise known as the IFG, which helps us pick out the right words and meanings, and the superior temporal gyrus, or the STG, which is important for processing sound. Then came the second experiment. This time, participants were told that some sections of the song were ambiguous, so their brain was set up to expect something unusual. The sound itself didn't change at all, only what people were expecting to hear, and yet, their brain responded differently. Misheard lyrics, or what we call mondegreens, didn't just activate the usual language areas like the IFG and the STG. Instead, a larger network across both sides of the brain lit up, as if the brain was doing a full, intense check of the sounds to make sense of them. What this shows is that hearing is not just passive. Instead, your brain is predicting, interpreting, and from time to time, reshaping what you think you hear. Now, why does music create so many mondegreens, and why do they stick once we hear them? Let's narrow it down to why music itself can make mishearing lyrics so big. Vowels are often stretched for effect, consonants can get slowed, and sometimes articulation isn't super duper clear, particularly when they're hitting high notes. So, the way the words are sung can make them harder to pick apart than normal speech. And then, you have also got all of the instruments, and they can actually mask certain sounds, particularly the high-frequency consonants such as T, K, or P, which are the very sounds that help our brain figure out word boundaries. When those sounds get buried under music, your brain then has to guess what's being said. Put all of these elements together and it becomes very easy to create mondegreens, as your brain fills in the gaps that are drowned or slowed out. Now, let's talk about why some misheard lyrics just stick in your brain, and sometimes for years. It all comes down to memory and repetition. It's like how your teachers tell you to revise over and over and over again. Repeat the information and it becomes easier to remember. Some people even recommend putting facts or concepts into a song or a rhyme. Why? Because the rhythm and melody make it easier for your brain to store and recall. This is how misheard lyrics become so persistent. Once you hear a mondegreen, if you sing it along with the song, your brain keeps reinforcing it every time. The more you repeat it, the stronger that memory becomes. In neuroscience, this is often explained by a concept called Hebbian learning. The classic phrase goes, neurons that fire together wire together. Every time your brain hears the misheard lyric and matches it with the music, those neural connections get stronger. Eventually, your brain treats that incorrect lyric almost as if it was the real one. Another reason misheard lyrics are so common comes down to accents. Even within English, there are huge variations in how people pronounce words. If you're used to hearing English spoken in one pattern, your brain expects certain sounds, and when it hears something slightly different, your brain will try to correct it to fit what you expect, occasionally getting it wrong. If you're listening to a language you're not familiar with, your brain automatically maps unfamiliar sounds onto the closest patterns it knows. Suddenly, lyrics in another language can start sounding like completely different English words. Sometimes, these modified versions of the lyrics become so widespread that they essentially become the standard, with the artists themselves singing them at concerts. And that marks the end of this podcast on why sometimes your brain hears Tony Danza instead of Tiny Dancer. Across our music and speech, our brain will constantly fill gaps, predicting sound and interpreting ambiguous input. Our brain constantly uses prior knowledge, context, and expectations to figure out incoming sound, and understanding these processes provides insight into human cognition, auditory processing, and communication. That's it for this episode. Thanks for listening. And next time you mishear a lyric, remember how your brain is constantly predicting and filling in the sounds you hear.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.